The Hook by Donald E. Westlake, read by William DeFries.
Disc 1.
To the memory of Gary Salt, fine friend, esteemed literary agent, West Coast pillar of strength, an ally for 22 years, dead of cancer at 53. I call that too young. Goodbye, Gary. Chapter 1. Bryce wrote, Kyrgyzstan. Mineral wealth includes gold, 95% within Tian Shan mountain range. Capital, Bishkek. Then he put his pen on the pad and turned pages in the book open before him on the table, looking for more about the Tian Shan mountain range. It sounded rugged, a good setting. Around him in this research section in the mid-Manhattan library were dozens of other solitaries, studying books, making notes. It felt comforting to be among them. A whisper at his ear.
Mr. Proctor?
Oh, well, he thought, duty calls. He looked up, and there he was, young, mid-twenties probably, skinny and pale, his face too small for those big eyeglasses, his smile tentative, afraid of rebuff.
You are Bryce Proctor, aren't you?
Bryce nodded.
That's me.
I love your books, Mr. Proctor, the fan said. I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, that's okay.
The fan's lined notebook and ballpoint pen were extended.
Would you? I'll tape it into my copy of Double and Diamonds when I get home.
Oh, fine, you do that,
Bryce said. He took the pad and pen.
What's your name?
Gene.
They agreed on a spelling, and Bryce wrote, To Gene, all the best, Bryce Proctor.